The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Chag Chanukah Sameach to you and your family, Rolien.
Chag Chanukah Sameach to you and yours and to all our listeners from the city of the Maccabees. From Modi Inn, which is the story of Chanukah, just in and around the city, we have the graves of the Maccabim. We have the grave of Matisyahu. We are just, what can I say? If there's any city that to be in for Chanukah, it's right here in Modi Inn. And you know what? We're not even under curfew or restricted from seeing each other.
Okay, so let's stay with that because apparently parts of Israel are.
Well, cities that are red zones or yellow zones are cities that have more stringent rules in place. But Modi Inn, where we tend to abide by the law, I mean, I was even in the mall today. You can't believe it, Simon. People were queuing respectfully, keeping social distancing, wearing their masks. It was a sight. In Israel, it was a sight to behold. I had to go and purchase my annual Sufganiya. And yes, so Netanyahu has said to us, he said, it's up to you. We're trusting you or else. And I think after the year that we've had with absolutely zero interaction with family and friends during Chagim, the onus is really on us. But while we're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, geez, so sufganiyot, I tell you, beware of the calorific onslaught. Let's talk about vaccination nation. You know, we've gone from innovation nation to startup nation and now we're vaccination nation. And yes. Last night, the prime minister and the health minister spoke to the public and gave a little bit of a glimpse into what their rollout plans are. So basically what Israel is planning to do, and as the prime minister said, we are buying vaccines from Pfizer, from Moderna, from AstraZeneca, anybody who's got a vaccine that shows positive results. And I know there are many people out there debating and I've heard some ludicrous theories about altering DNA and all kinds of things. The FDA have gone on record. It's in the Times of Israel. You can actually watch their YouTube. You can watch their panel discuss why they think that this vaccine is highly effective and a real game changer. I'm not going to answer any questions there, but it's there for anybody who's feeling maybe a little bit skeptical or untrustworthy or not trusting. But the plan here in Israel is to start rollout of vaccines from the 27th of December. And the hope is that at least 60,000 people will be vaccinated per day. Those who are vaccinated, and it's not compulsory yet, those who are vaccinated will receive a green passport that will allow the person to travel, to attend events, and basically to places where, you know, they would have been restricted in the past. Also, what Israel will be doing, given the high rising statistics coming from the Palestinian areas, is that we will start testing Palestinian workers who are coming into Israel for the COVID-19 virus. So a lot of very, very positive language coming from the PM and from the health minister last night, who said that this is, you know, the beginning of the end. They really can see the end of this pandemic in sight.
I don't have much good to say about Netanyahu, but I think he showed real leadership by saying that he would be vaccinated first. I thought that would deal very conclusively with the anti-vaxxers in the Israeli population who actually put everybody else at risk. And yet I saw posts on Facebook, Rolien, calling him a sociopathic narcissist. How dare he go first? And I thought, isn't it incredible how one man doing one thing can engender such different responses?
Can I just ask, who were these people? Were they Israelis calling him a sociopathic narcissist?
No, South African Jews.
Well, you know, he is our prime minister. And, you know, we need our prime minister, our leadership, yeah, our government to set an example for us. I think when the vaccine comes to South Africa, then South Africans can weigh in on who they think are sociopathic narcissists. And I know them fighting words from Rolien, but
No, you know, I like it. I agree with it as well. I mustn't laugh because the next subject is really serious. Apparently, the poverty rate in Israel has just increased like no other time in history, apparently.
It has increased. These are staggering statistics. Nearly 1 million families are now below the poverty line because of, the incredible pressure put on all of us because of the COVID-19 virus. Many people have been without work. Many people have been without any kind of income. Many people have been unable to afford food. So there has been an increase in the amount of food banks trying to help people. And of course, the pressure is not just on governments to try and help out. The pressure is also on social welfare organizations that need to rise to the challenge of looking after those most vulnerable in society. Food security, or rather in this case, food insecurity, has risen to alarming levels. And, we have this long-term effect of what is going to happen. Hopefully now, as things start to slowly open up again, more people will start returning back to work. We'll get that economy really back on its feet, not limping along. And hopefully, we will see a massive decrease in the amount of people who are struggling. But it is a very real problem. You know, this is one of the dichotomies that we have with Israel, that in that on the one side, you have this incredibly advanced country with incredible innovation. I mean, we're sending our second vehicle to the moon by 2024. We've got another astronaut going into space. You know, we're curing disease, but we also have very, very real socioeconomic issues, and we see it when we face a global pandemic like this.
Next story I find fascinating because the Norwegians are not the greatest friends of Israel in the world, and yet apparently the parliament taking quite a pro-Israel step right now.
Well, I don't know if I would call it a pro-Israel step. I think it's from what they see as a very level-headed, logical step. In fact, in their rhetoric, they haven't gone as far as to talk about Israel or peace or anything like that. But what the parliament have done is they have endorsed cancelling their aid to the Palestinians, saying that you get $3.4 million from us every year in aid, and money is going towards hate incitement and anti-Semitism in your educational material. And they warned the Palestinian Authority last year. They said, stop doing this, or we're going to stop sending aid. And this wasn't adhered to, and now they will stop sending aid.
It is significant. And very quickly, in the minute that we've got left, celebrating Hanukkah, just give me a feel. If I were to walk around the streets of Israel, would I see menorot in windows? Is this a widely observed festival?
It is. It's very much a festival, and we so need it this year, that speaks of light, that speaks of miracles, but also something very important. It talks about how we fought for our identity. We fought against colonialism. We fought against discrimination and really held our own. It's such a quintessentially Zionist festival. And it is celebrated greatly. I mean, all you have to do is walk around. A beautiful thing to do in normal times is to walk around the old city of Jerusalem. Well, to wrap up warmly and walk around the old city of Jerusalem during Hanukkah. It really is something spectacular. The Prime Minister will be there momentarily to light the Hanukkah for first night. All you have to do is walk around the bakeries and see people walking around with boxes of sufganiyot. And you can feel the festive spirit in the air as we usher it in. And, of course, I'm right here in the city of the Maccabees. So sure. Nowhere better to celebrate Hanukkah responsibly, socially distanced, than in my own home with
absolutely
my Hanukkah already lit.
Rolene, once again, Chag Hanukkah Sameach to you and your family. I'll be back with you second week of January because, it's the end of the year. Yeah, summer holidays. And, going to miss you and look forward to catching up in the new year.
I'm already struggling with the separation, but go have a well-deserved holiday. And I cannot wait for you to throw those curveballs at next year.
awesome. Cheers, Rolene, and thank you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.